Since the county courthouse is just a few blocks away, it's not uncommon for our daily newspaper to have headlines about recent verdicts decided by juries and judges. And those verdicts of guilt or innocence can radically change the direction of a person's life. As we gather to celebrate the Eucharist this morning on the fourth Sunday of Lent, traditionally called Laetare Sunday or Rejoice Sunday, since we're getting closer to Easter, our gospel reading from St. John reaches a verdict, and it's not necessarily a good one. Nicodemus, as you might know, was a Pharisee. He was probably also a ruler among the Jewish community, a member of the Sanhedrin, which was like the religious Supreme Court of that particular time. He met secretly with Jesus at night. He was interested in what the Lord had to say. He's puzzled by our Lord's talking about the need to be born again. And in the passage we heard today, Jesus speaks to us about the reality of God's deep love. Nicodemus also defended Jesus when he was on trial before the Sanhedrin, and it was Nicodemus, along with Joseph of Arimathea, who took care of the body of Jesus for burial after his death. And as we gather to celebrate the Eucharist today, we hear that powerful message from John's Gospel. The Son of Man needs to be lifted up, and when the Son of Man is lifted up, he offers not just ordinary life, but Christ lifted up on the cross offers eternal life. John 3:16, we've seen the posters, we know the quote, "God so loved the world that he gave his only Son." That's the reason for our Lord's passion, death, and resurrection. God so loved the world. And in John's gospel, the world refers to those who are at odds with Jesus and at odds with God. God so loved the world, even those who oppose him, that he sent his only Son. And everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. That word "everyone" is pretty inclusive. Everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. But you might have noticed there's also an alternative. For those who believe, there is eternal life. For those who choose not to believe, they perish. There's no middle ground in the Gospel of St. John. Eternal life or you perish. Decisions need to be made. And then comes the verdict. The light came into the world, but some people choose darkness. They preferred darkness. And because their preference for darkness, they do what is wicked. However, there is good news. There is hopeful news. There is sufficient grace for us to recognize the truth so that the light of God shines through us by the good works that we do. The number of people rejecting the light statistically seems to be growing. In statistics, they call them nones, N-O-N-E-S. Folks who, even though they were baptized at one point, have chosen to have no relationship with God or no relationship with the church. But God still loves the world, and God's Son continues to be present, offering eternal life to those who choose. Paul gives us good news as well. The richness of God's mercy has brought us to life. Being saved matters. Being in the company of Jesus makes a difference. And then Paul uses an image that we probably never ever think of. We, he tells us, we are God's handiwork who have been created for the good works God has prepared. Now, when you stepped out of the shower or looked in the mirror this morning, there's a real good possibility you didn't say to yourself, "Gosh, I'm God's handiwork." But by God's grace, we are who we are. We are God's handiwork because of Christ Jesus. On this fourth weekend of Lent, we most certainly have reason to rejoice. There are so many opportunities for grace during Lent. Daily Eucharist, the celebration, the sacrament of reconciliation, meditating on the stations of the cross, prayerful moments of adoration. And good works are being done. Good works are being done. Our participation in last week's food drive for the rescue workers, the contributions we make to our Catholic ministries drive, the volunteer work that some of you do in places like animal shelters and at our local state park, volunteer work done in nursing home and schools, the races and the walks that are so frequent here in Hollidaysburg, the flowers some of our folks deliver to our parishioners at home and in homes, are all good works, clearly seen and done because of God's grace without attracting attention to ourselves. For the exiled Israelites, the opportunity to return to Jerusalem was a tremendous blessing, but it also carried with it responsibility and the challenge of starting from scratch, rebuilding the temple. These days of Lent are a time to return our lives to a better place. This is a time to rebuild and to renew our relationship with God and with each other. In this house of prayer, we worship God, the God of heaven and the God of earth. May God be with us in the good work that we do.